This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
As the nationwide crackdown on rub-and-tugs continues, they've moved to Rhode Island, where they arrested 19 in this rub-and-tug bust. A couple of different rub-and-tugs involved, I believe all involving the same people. Here's the story on how this latest one all kind of played out from WJAR-TV in Rhode Island. Take a listen.
Fresh out of court, Harmony Spa employees ran back into their massage parlor. The place accused of giving more than back rubs.
It's right here in the community, out in the open. And
neighbors say this sting does not surprise them.
I try to tell people that it's not a safe neighborhood and I need to leave. And this is just another case in point.
Police arrested 13 employees of Harmony Spa and Far East Acupuncture. Four of the women are charged with prostitution. Others are charged with permitting prostitution and not having a massage license. On the websites customers are directed to, both businesses share provocative pictures and suggestive messages. The state of Rhode Island lists Harmony Spa's owner as Grace Kwan. I went to talk to her. She denied being the parlor's owner.
Grace, the owner of Harmony Spa?
But her own neighbors say she is and often has her employees sleep at her house. According to town records, Kwan tried to open up a spa in Illinois, but the town shot it down due to those prostitution concerns. Court documents list the women's addresses in Texas, California, New York, and Connecticut, but none in Rhode Island. Police said the women slept at the spas. One man who lives by Harmony Spa said he's seen that happen.
They're saying that people don't live there. People do sleep there every night.
Both of those, or all of those women, were released on personal recognizance, and their attorney says that this was not a human trafficking situation. Meanwhile, both of those businesses actually sued the city of Pawtucket a few years ago when the city started cracking down on massage parlors. The city won in Superior Court, and now that case is being heard in Rhode Island Supreme Court.
So they're getting so bold, again, no trafficking involved in this one here.
Right.
They're getting so bold that they're just putting sexy pictures on the website, right? Like,
yeah,
they don't care to hide it anymore.
Yeah, that's wild to
me. They're putting it out there because I think for years and years they got away with it.
Right. Yeah. And no one seemed to care. And then all of a sudden people are starting to care.
Mm-hmm.
I think what ends up getting people's attention or cops' attention is when people are sleeping there. And then they have to figure out, okay, is everyone sleeping there because they're making the choice? And it appears, it's very odd that this is, it happens all the time this way. It's like if you work at an Asian spa, sometimes you're just working there so that you have a place to sleep. Like it's a weird job and place to live.
Trafficky when they sleep.
It is trafficky, you know?
Their addresses were all in different states.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they say there was none involved here, but I'm trying to looking up the reviews.
Oh, boy, oh boy.
I always leave happy.
Jeez.
I recommend asking for lineup. Is that where they bring the girls out and they
line
up?
Well, you saw
the
lineup, right? You saw the girls that all got arrested.
Uh-huh.
And it went from as terrifying as you could see to like okay.
Yeah, there was a few okay.
Yeah. So you'd pick okay.
All these guys, they are so bold that they are reviewing rub and tug.
It's just amazing.
That's the craziest thing. They're not reviewing it as one guy was like very professional, very cute and sexy ladies.
Does very professional mean the opposite? Like when they put that in a review, does that mean, is that like code for?
Well, I think what it is, professional in that light is like keep it on the down low.
I see. Okay.
Clean.
Mm-hmm. Excellent service from beginning to end.
Oh, wow. That's
very happy with the experience.
Oh, my God.
Why do they feel like they need to review these guys?
That's what I don't understand.
They're really helping other people.
Like, Chuck, if you ever went to a rub and tug, you're not going to go on Google right away, right?
Look at Pedro, purse. Though. Pedro went there not looking for...
No, Pedro wanted a massage.
Oh, yeah. That
place said no good.
Something funny with those girls there. Never, ever going back there. Yeah, Pedro didn't get to be tugged.
Pedro's a good dude.
Someone said there should be as many of these spas as there are Dunkin' Donuts. Place was great.
Oh. Jeez. Good service, worth the trip.
It's just what's nuts about these reviews is half the time it tells you the person's actual name.
Exactly. Absolutely amazing. Full service.
Yeah.
Not too expensive. Girls are amazing.
Overpriced and overrated.
Yeah, I had a couple of experienced girls being extremely rude, unprofessional, lazy, and greedy, making fun of me for not willing to pay twice the advertised price, and ridiculing my body. Oh, oh my God!
Let me just I'm out.
Ridiculing my body?
Oh, you chubby.
Ah, you so small.
I'm going to need to give me a magnifying glass.
Someone to help. Anybody got a telescope?
The easy comeback there is you jerk dongs for a living.
Oh, yeah, laugh at me.
You jerk dongs for a living, lady.
Yeah.
Laugh at that.
Yeah.
I'm okay, right. But in all the years we've discussed this, never once have we heard of you refuse to pay them to jerk you. They make fun of you.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man, you take a shower and stuff there, too. This is one of those things. Remember we talked about when there's a shower there?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did not have a good experience.
Listen, she tried to humiliate me and even hit me.
Shut up!
Some people are like, yes.
Yeah, some people might like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Some people may pay more for that. Got any more money behind your tiny wiener?
Oh, God.
I hate this place.
That is a new one.
You wouldn't expect that going in.
Not at all.
I'm going to put my pants on and I'm going to give you the worst Google review.
That's all we could do is give a bad Google review.
Who else has he reviewed, this guy here? Let's see what else he talks about. Oh, I'm done. What the heck? I don't know. Oh, you have to maybe click on
reviews.
Oh, he reviewed a Cash for Gold and Silver, Harmony Spa, a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, he did not like
it. He hates that, yeah.
Yep. An Italian restaurant and a photography place.
Oh, he really got some good photos.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. He's a busy man.
He traveled far. He's in Boston. He traveled all the way to.
That's what you do. I think that's what you do, you know?
If you want to get tugged.
Way out of town.
Must have found that online.
Yeah, you're right.
So he drove.
He drove. Looks like he drove all the way
to be humiliated and ridiculed.
That sucks.
That's awful.
This guy, gas.
I ended up wasting a lot of money for a shower here. Probably one of the worst massage parlors, in quotations, I ever went to. So, yeah, the shower is overrated.
Mm.
Good service and comfortable warm?
I think he meant warm, but he's not a thinker.
Oh, okay.
Well, or his worms.
And look at this guy with his name and his picture. Great bag massage, smiley face.
Yep.
That guy, that place is not cool at all.
That place is not cool at all.
Well, Turkey is not.
His name is Turkey.
This place is not cool at all.
They grabbed my penis.
They grabbed my penis. Yeah, he wasn't ready.
But then, like, to make so me take shower. Many 5-star reviews. Mm. How can you not like this place? You leave that place feeling amazing.
It's hilarious, the messages that are hidden within. Not even really hidden.
No, they're not hidden.
This might be the most, sketchy little rub and tug place that has the most reviews we've ever seen.
That's backwards. Absolutely.
Backwards thing.
Huh. 39 Google reviews. That's quite a bit.
So there's two of them that...
I want to see if they still have their website up and it has all the...
Oh, yeah. Well, does it list the website? I know they have a Facebook here.
I don't know if they got a full true IT department.
Yeah,
still
I don't
on
know.
On top of it.
It doesn't list their website. Has a VIP card there. I'm sure he'll let you. Someone has a VIP card?
No, you get the VIP card, I guess.
Mm. 7 girls to pick from. I had a very relaxing visit. So guys, check in here.
Yeah.
Their Facebook profile.
Have
you ever been on Facebook?
That's weird.
We're idiots. Like the
worst of the worst.
So you're on there and you've reviewed stuff and then you're out in the world trying to find some chick to date.
She checks stuff like that
out. Yeah, she checks.
Ladies, you should see what the guy you're seeing is reviewing.
Well, yeah. I don't think.
Because some of them review massage parlors like it's nothing, like it's reviewing a Starbucks.
I feel like the dudes that review all these, I don't think they're just out there connecting with ladies.
You don't know. You think they've just cut into the chase all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may be right there. The other one they busted. Oh, there we go. I felt so relieved when I left. I spent half a day jackhammering, and they were amazing. She did my shoulders, neck, and lower back worth the money.
See, these are more legit sounding.
Yeah, like they don't, these ones aren't as bad as the other one.
Yeah.
Massage by Coco.
Coco, very professional. I think very professional means code for they're unprofessional.
Also very customized. I'm like, oh, wherever I want it, huh?
Professional just means they keep their mouth shut.
That's what I think, too.
That's it. Yep. Like you can trust them kind of thing.
I just, what I don't get is how everyone going there isn't just terrified that this is the moment they're going to kick the doors in. Because every once in a while they kick the doors in, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all I would be thinking about is this is the time they're going to kick the doors in.
Sounds like a stressful experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very relaxing at all when you think of it that way.
No. Oh, my God.
I could not
be. And
they
can make fun of you.
And then, like, it's like an ugly older woman is trying to get me aroused, and all I can think about is the doors being kicked in.
Yeah, and you're not.
You're like, sorry, he's not really.
Pretty ramp.
Oh, my God, you can't even get a hot on. No, I can't because I'm so nervous, and you're gross.
I'm very nervous.
Come you know, door. Your hands are super dry.
Very dry.
Oh, man. So they busted this place before, and they found cash, gambling slips, condoms. So they've known about it for a long time. Yeah. And there was a bunch of guys in mugshots in here, too. I assume they were...
They're the ones that were in there when they kicked the doors in.
So there's the women. But...
You know, like, you can get... You can have and bad.
The ladies one by one. My God. Some look like...
None of them.
No, I mean, it's like I said, it's bad. The top you get is about a 4.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's on this one, it shows like 3 guys, 1 there and 2 down there.
I bet so they were just in there in the waiting room or getting jerked.
Allegedly.
Yep,
Chuck's luck at Rub and Tug.
Chuck's luck.
That's it.
The one time he went to a Rub and Tug.
My God, it would just, the doors would be.
Get on the floor!
Oh. Hi, guys. Oh, I'd have my hands already in cuffs.
Pull your pants up, scumbag.
That's why that doesn't happen. All right.
It won't. It won't.
A 5-year-old kid in Grand Rapids, Michigan got adopted the other day, and his entire kindergarten class showed up at court to support him. Here's the story from ABC News.
5-year-old Michael Orlando Clark Jr. smiling right there. He's about to be adopted. And right behind him in this Kent County, Michigan courtroom, Michael's entire kindergarten class holding their hearts. From wealthy elementary school in East Grand Rapids, Michael invited them all, their smiling faces filling the courtroom, vouching for that new son, his best friend Stephen.
My name is Stephen and Michael's my best friend.
Lily too.
My name is Lily and I love Michael.
Waving those hearts, it was time.
It is ordered, Michael, that your forever mom and dad will be David Andrew Eaton and Andrea Louise Melvin.
The whole courtroom ready.
1, 2, 3.
And afterward, Michael holding the mic for his new dad, David. But there was something Michael wanted to add.
The workers there have just been amazing.
They, I love my daddy.
I
love my daddy so much.
This is just too much. It's been amazing, obviously, how supportive they've all been.
I love my daddy too much.
Too much.
Michael is loved, too, by his new parents and his entire class.
Too much.
Holding their hearts. We love Michael. How do you beat that?
He handled it real calmly. I'd have been like, you're running it into the ground, kid.
All right, shut up. You're my son now. Shut up. I did the papers. That's too many times. God damn it. Shut up.
Jesus. Running it right into the ground.
Raised you just like my dad raised me, you moron.
Cute. Once.
And that's where the interview took a turn.
The interview ended abruptly.
Yep. I know my daddy way too much. Shut up. Jesus. God. 3 times. Go put him in the car.
Just forget it.
Forget it.
Get him back.
Interview over. Who wants a kid?
He blew it. He blew this whole thing. I'd never watch it.
Just ran it right into the ground over and over and over with the I love my daddy.
Oh, someone get the microphone from him. Take that microphone. Give me that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You may not know the name, but he's behind some of the biggest characters we grew up with. Sesame Street legend Carol Spinney died yesterday, 85 years old. He was the man behind both Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. He was with Sesame Street when it started back in 1969, and he only retired last year.
Wow. So he was the same Big Bird?
He was Big Bird.
Yeah, so he was just like up until last year.
Up until last year.
The same.
Whoa. He was in there? Or he was the voice?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
He stopped getting inside the costume just a couple of years ago. He was still the voice, but it was so physically demanding. Like in his 80s, he had to stop.
Well, yeah, you got to get out of that bird.
Yeah,
that,
come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Eddie's so good.
You got to get out of that bird.
I would never imagine that guy would be in that bird for all these years.
No. It takes so many years to be in a bird. Oh, my God.
I mean, you had that Big Bird money, but
You got
I'm Carol Spinney. I'm ruining it.
Dude, you got bird feet on.
I did lines of blow with the feet on.
Wow.
Type hardy.
Yeah. Do you ever even take those feet off?
Never, not once.
Oh, my.
I had sex in them.
You've had sex in those bird feet?
All the time. More than I could ever, more than you could ever imagine.
I bet.
Carol Spinney.
You ever do it full suit?
Once. Sorry. I was in France.
Oh, of course. The French.
It was weird.
Who's got the biggest feet, you know?
Oh, yeah. See? You have a foot fetish, huh?
Love them. Love big old women's feet.
They love your feet.
Yeah, they do. They're huge. Because I'm packing a big bird myself.
Oh, my God. Where's your snuffleupagus?
Huge.
Yeah. Quite a trunk on it.
Yeah, look at the trunk on my snuffleupagus.
You guessed it. It is me. And that's my very favorite song.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got out of the bird.
Yeah. And this was him as Oscar.
Put me in the bird!
I have here a sneaker that's battered and worn.
It's funny, it's now you can tell that it's the same guy, and I never put it together.
I didn't either.
My mother, the day I was born, I love it because it's trash.
How much money did Carol Spinney have?
I wouldn't think a lot.
I wouldn't think a lot either, but he worked forever, dude.
I know. He worked until his 80s, right? Let's see. Net worth. Have people look this up?
I hope it's okay.
It says 8 million.
8 million. Not bad.
That's not bad. That's a lot of work.
But he was Big Bird for 72 years, right?
I just wonder if he made a lot of money off of, you know, they would come out with those albums back in the day.
I think they didn't give them anything.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They were just puppet people.
You're a puppet person, Carol.
You're getting nothing.
You're nothing. Carol Spinney. Who are you?
Nothing. By the way,
R.I.P. Bob.
Spinney, this is, I think we have mentioned this on the show before, but for those who don't know, this is a little morbid fact. Carol Spinney was invited to fly on the Space Shuttle Challenger as Big Bird.
Oh, Jesus.
Back in 1986, but the idea was scrapped because they realized there wasn't enough room for the full costume, the head and everything. And then, of course, the Challenger exploded. Can you imagine if Big Bird died on the space shuttle? It would have been even more traumatic for the kids.
Yeah, it was already traumatizing.
Oh, my God. That would.
I know.
Big Bird died! Oh, God!
Big Bird died!
Well, and the other thing is, so then Big Bird's off the show, obviously.
Yeah, they'd have to kill him off, right? If he died in the space shuttle.
Because he died.
Unless, like, Big Bird's cousin got involved or something.
Bigger Bird.
Bring him in.
It's Bigger Bird.
Changes color.
Get the rights to stuff up.
Bluebird, you know?
I'm sick, duck.
Yeah. You have to have done something.
Thick duck.
How thick that duck is.
I'm a thick old duck. Living on Sesame Street, man. Thick duck.
Big Bird died. Here's thick duck.
Yeah, they bring thick duck in like the next week.
It's hard to say on the radio. Thick duck.
Thick duck it is.
Thick duck.
Hey, here comes Big Bird.
I died in an explosion in space.
He died in a space explosion.
While every child was watching at school.
Yeah, I'm sick duck. What of it? Hey, Lalisa, let's do our goddamn ABCs.
So, let me get this straight. You're like Big Bird's cousin?
Yeah, I'm sick, duck. I'm sick. So, like, I'm fat, you know. I gotta get the tall gene that Big Bird had. It's A, B, C. Go ahead.
D.
You got it. That's very good. Nice. You got the E part, too.
How do you get through doorways?
E is for ecstasy in Thick Duck's world.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh,
my.
We're going to have to cancel Thick Duck.
Those are Thick Duck's personal concoctions.
I think we moved too fast, replacing Big Bird with Thick Duck.
Stay away from Thick Duck's pills.
Thick Duck smells like my weird uncle.
Thick Duck smells great. It smells like a party.
Swear to God. Just like my uncle. Is that a cigarette?
Yeah. Thick Duck's smoking now.
There's smoke coming out of your tooth.
Everybody thought Big Bird's such a saint. Well, I'm Thick Duck. Get used to it.
Smoking is bad.
It's good if you know how to do it, kid.
Why do you keep spitting into that thing?
Because I gotta do chew, too.
You smoke and chew?
That's right. I double up my tobacco. I'm Thick Duck. The thickest duck you've ever seen.
Wow. You are thick.
I can't go through doors. Thick Duck.
You're not going to be able to leave this room.
I never could. I never will. They can't even get me out of this bird. Oh, I about let it slip. I forgot. I'm doing a character here. Thick Duck. Jeez.
Watch out, everybody. Thick Duck just dropped some glass bottle.
That's Thick Duck's special sauce.
Wow.
Oh, God. I hate being Thick Duck. I hate it more than you could ever imagine.
Okay, because here's the other thing. How much did Big Bird hate being Big Bird after a while?
Oh, God. Yeah,
I can't imagine. I mean, I know you made $8 million, but...
But if I still had been working at a theme park as a cartoon character at this age, never mind into my 80s.
That's right. I mean.
You know how much I would have hated my life?
Yeah.
I did it as a teenager, because that's teenage jobs.
Well, rough life, for sure.
And every once in a while, like, I'll see people that are on kid shows that have had, like, a tremendous run and realize that... You know, I was in like the same drama class as these guys, but like their life worked out where they had to go and
entertainment
dance around for kids that are five.
Yeah.
And how terrible that is.
Thick Duck's got an appointment with his opiate dealer. We gotta wrap this goddamn thing up.
Bye, Thick Duck.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Thick Duck.
Bye. Thanks for coming to Sesame Street.
I don't know. It's a bag full of green stuff.
Thick Duck's real tired. He's gonna go take one of his 2-day naps. See you, kids.
Bye.
I think it would have really changed Sesame Street if Big Bird exploded in a space shuttle.
To be honest, I think it would have done two things. It would have actually helped to explain the scenario, because the truth is, people were watching this.
I was watching it in my class.
I know. So
I
it was
admittedly.
Such a. I mean, that's why if Big Bird was in there, it would have been totally terrible. But at the same time, I think Sesame Street might have helped some kids figure out what was going on. Like they could have. I don't know. Maybe they did anyway. I don't have any memory of it. I just remember going back to school and telling everyone that it happened and then getting in trouble.
A friend of Carol Spinney's daughter is listening and said he was actually a nudist.
Holy crap.
No, come on.
Well, let's.
Big Bird was a nudist?
Of course he was. Type it in.
No. You yes. can't be Big Bird for that
He's
many years.
He's not alive
and be a
to defend himself.
they wouldn't be allowed that. You've got a kind of an image that you have to.
My secret life is Big Bird.
What? Seven things you never knew. Oh, they won't do it.
American treasure.
Yeah.
They're not going to talk about him being a nudist on ABC News.
American Treasure was a nudist. He was in defeat.
He was a nudist.
Yeah, they're not going to say anything.
No, you think he kept that on the down low?
Well, you'd have to because you can't let it slip that Big Bird's a nudist.
Well, he's not a sex offender or anything.
Yeah, but you know what? Sesame Street wouldn't have allowed it.
Well, listen, if you had that goddamn bird costume on that long, too, you'd want to get some air, too.
True.
Yeah. He's probably always hot. That probably made him a nudist.
But that is, if he's not, in fact, a nudist, it's... I just hope that when
is
I die...
Is he nude under that bird suit?
Maybe. Uh-huh.
When I die, don't any of you ever tell anybody I was a nudist.
Andy Green was a nudist.
He was a nudist.
He never told anyone.
Don't you do that.
Yeah, he was a nudist. He was into being nude.
Stop it.
He loved being
nude. He loved nudist.
I'm a ghost. I'm like, yeah. Stop it!
Rumor has it he was a nudist in Sturbridge, Massachusetts.
What?
You know Andy Green was a nudist?
Hey!
He owned a nudist colony?
He did, Andy's.
Oh, he owned one?
That's what somebody in the text... Did I read that correctly?
He owned one?
Somewhere in there.
He owned a nudist colony in Woodstock, Connecticut. I live right by there.
What? Big Bird?
Big Bird was a nudist?
You got that right. Turns out I'm a little bit more like Thick Duck than you thought.
Big Bird like walking around with the Big Bird free.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Incredible.
That is crazy.
Two different lives.
Yeah.
Lives.
You know what, though? You'd almost have to because... Yeah.
You gotta have it weird if you're gonna be Big Bird for
Big Bird, man.
You gotta get some kicks somehow.
But he was also Oscar, you know, living in the trash, and that's his other side.
Yeah, he's like, I'm trash.
Yeah,
he was a nudist. I worked at the nudist colony. It was in Connecticut.
My God.
Okay, he's 100% a nudist.
Big Bird was a nudist.
Yeah.
The things you figure out.
And the thing is, people are right. It was 69 when Sesame Street started. He was a hippie back then.
Dark-sided. When I was in high school, they found the guidance counselor dead in the outhouse at a nudist colony. Was that at his nudist colony?
Was it at Big Bird?
Big Bird's nudist colony.
I don't think so.
Was it just a nudist colony?
Just random. Now we're just... What's happened at a nudist colony?
Every once in a while, people end up dead at a nudist colony.
I guess they
do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, everyone around here knows it.
And just somebody said, Andy's naked campground.
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Wow, so they really kept that local, though, huh?
Well, it couldn't get out. But so many people that listen to us seem to know about it.
It seems like a Massachusetts thing.
He seems like a nudist.
Stop it. Dude, he does have a nudist look to him.
He does.
Every time we've ever, he looks like the guy in charge of a nudist colony.
That's it. Every time they interview the guy in charge, he looks just like Big Bird.
True.
He looks like him. And I guess there's some anonymity there because you're in that suit.
Hi, everybody.
Maybe he's like, nobody let him know.
No. No one knows what Big Bird looks like.
Big Bird. This is my big old little bird.
Big nudist. My grandpa used to hang with him.
What?
Yeah, but it is true. So he was like a hippie.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Holy smokes.
I don't see anything in the reviews about it being Big Bird's nudist place, but
it's on TV
right now.
No one knows on this story.
We're the only one covering the nudist angle on this one.
That's true, man.
We are.
Breaking news. Yes.
It's like legendary nudist.
Choke on that fake news.
Yeah.
So is it Big Bird, big ass, sweet, lovable bird, or nudist with a foot fetish?
Yeah.
You decide. Oh, no, everybody's telling everybody I'm a nudist now.
Andy's a nudist.
Andy is a nudist.
Yeah, this is crazy. But you figure, you know, you get done with Sesame Street, you take the bird hat off, you keep the feet on.
That's the only thing he had on.
Yeah.
Just those
Big
feet.
Bird feet.
Dongs out and bongs out, boys. Yeah. It's a weekend.
I bet he was fun to be around.
Yeah.
Turns out.
And you think?
He had a lot of drugs. A lot of nude choices.
Yeah, I wonder if Sesame Street knew, like, if it was a well-known thing there and they just never got out.
Well, the other part of it is he's Big Bird and he's Oscar the Grouch. I bet he had a ton of pull on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
He was one of the founders.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
you know? And they were like, listen, you're a nudist. He was like, yeah, but I'm Big Bird, goddammit. And I'm also Oscar. Would you want me to leave?
Yeah.
You want all the kids to know the voices changed?
Good luck explaining that to the children.
So they obviously have a new Big Bird now, right?
Yeah.
You'll find me naked if you need me.
Yep. And I do remember a couple times, like, being a kid and watching a show and realizing that the voice has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always be, I would be like, what? Wait a second. Why? Oh, no. Look at him creepily holding that little bird.
He is clothed there, though.
We're the only ones.
We're the only ones that see the dark side of Big Bird.
Yep.
Big Bird liked to have his penis out.
Apparently. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Anyway, rest in peace, Carol Spitty.
Rest in naked peace.
Everyone just guarantee he's nude somewhere right now.
Yeah.
You're nude up there with the angels now, aren't you?
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Too lazy to log on and download the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast? We've got you covered. Sign up for Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the podcast, Peep Show, and each day's bits sent straight to your email. Subscribe now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, lazy pants.
This poor Canadian man, I feel sorry for him. He was run over twice.
Oh, God.
Not once, twice. But twice.
Guy. Bad day.
Sorry!
A double double.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it's so horrible. Double double.
No problem. Eh? I forgive you again, eh?
So polite.
Please.
No big deal. I'll shake it off. Eh?
Had a bad day.
I got run over twice. Eh? Same guy.
Here's what happened. Police in Edmonton and St. Albert are looking for two drivers. After a man was run over twice.
Two different drivers
ran the guy over.
Was he laying in the street?
This happened in a crosswalk. They say at about 11 o'clock at night, this 52-year-old guy from St. Albert was crossing the street when he tripped and fell. Oh, that's what happened to me. He lay in the street, and while he was laying there, before he could get up, a dark-colored truck traveling north ran over him. And continued driving. Less than a minute later, another dark-colored vehicle, possibly an SUV, also ran over him, driving in the opposite direction and continued driving.
Where? So he was like in the middle. What parts of him were crushed?
They just say he is now recovering in the hospital. It is possible, they say, the two drivers didn't realize that they ran something over or what they ran over, but they still want to speak to the drivers.
Oh, my God.
It's one of my big fears is running someone over.
Me too, man.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, every time there's a motorcycle in front of me, I have weird, like, weird, almost feels like a premonition. And the only thing that freaks me out about that is that when I was watching that Wing Walker, I had the same kind of thing. I'm like, he's going to fall off this plane. And then he did.
Mm.
And it's my simulation, right?
It is your simulation.
So
I get it downtown sometimes.
Freaked out.
Because people jump out in the street.
Yeah.
You know, trying to cut across when they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Happens all the time downtown to me. And I think, God, you know, I have to keep my wits about me.
You have to, because you ever look back and think you hit somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've done that before. I'm like, did I kill him? Am I getting on the news? Is it time?
I think we've
all my God.
I know I've hit a dude in a bike already in my life.
Yeah.
He rolled right over the hood of my car.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
It's crazy to make eye contact with
him. Oh, my God. And I got out, and I was so pissed, because as he fell off the other side, he hung onto the mirror and ripped it right off. That's why I was pissed at him for ripping my mirror off, because I wasn't thinking right. You know? Like, I was like, oh, you ripped my freaking mirror off. He's like, you ran over me on my bike.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Well, okay, you win.
Yeah.
I can't believe you yelled at a guy.
Of course he did.
What else?
Yeah,
what else?
I'd be like, God, what damn it.
Hey!
Yeah, why am I surprised?
Yeah,
you're supposed to off this mirror.
Get up, walk it off. What? Oh, your legs backwards.
Get a car.
Who rides a bike?
What the hell's wrong with you? Get you a Peloton. Moron.
I was so mad.
I try to handle it the same way.
I saw my window, my side mirror just dangling. I'm like, son of a bitch.
My mirror. Hey, wake up. Hey.
Shaking. Yeah, wake up.
Wake up, hey.
Wake up.
Look at this mirror. You put your eye back in your skull. Look at this mirror. Look at it. Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. Huh?
You see it? You see around it?
Yeah, it was probably a bad idea. Luckily, he didn't, you know.
So,
he did get up. He was okay.
Yeah. You've hit a cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
I've hit an old woman.
Yep. James has hit a paraplegic
James
man.
James hit a paraplegic man.
So,
anyone else?
Nope. No, luckily.
No. No.
We'll talk about it.
Luckily, everything comes in threes, so it's done with you guys.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I will never hit anybody in my Renegade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was, in my defense, it was pouring rain. It was in an area where there was no streetlights, and I was pulling out of, I just went to, an ATM, and I couldn't barely see.
Yeah.
And I did not expect in the pouring rain anyone to be on a bicycle.
No.
Never mind. Right? So I literally was slowly pulling out.
Was he on the sidewalk or was he on the street?
He was on the sidewalk.
You're not supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can hit him all day.
Yes. Yeah.
Blast him left and right.
Yeah. You can just run him right over.
But seeing a dude roll across your hood is effed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
saw that old woman just slide right off my hood.
Stop your gurgling and get over here and look at this mirror, won't you?
I'm fine, goddamn it.
And it was a power mirror, too, so, I mean, expensive.
Jesus
Christ. Son of a bitch. Couldn't even go through insurance.
Yep.
This is my
fault. Oh, my teeth are out.
My mirror.
Yeah.
Your teeth ripped my mirror off.
Well, also, your teeth are on the ground over there.
Someone said I hit a big girl on her bike with my car. She rolled up the hood and dented it.
Whoa, that's like hitting a brick wall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm a firefighter. Dump truck ran a girl over because she tripped. She didn't die. People screamed. He backed up and ran her over a second time.
He's like, what's going on?
Then she did.
Oh,
dead. She did dead.
She did dead.
Probably was on her way to...
On our way there.
Yeah. After the first. You've all seen dump truck. You've seen the dump trucks.
Dump trucks are big. Very heavy.
Live leak. Dump truck videos.
I haven't seen any. I'll have to do that today.
No, don't. Why would you? Come on. That's too dark.
Nothing to do.
Is anyone else worried about being, you're run over? Somewhere?
I've been hit. So.
Me and my buddy.
You have been hit?
I've been hit the same exact way that you hit that person, except.
You're on a bike?
No, I was just walking.
Oh.
And what happened was, you get to, someone is about to leave an establishment. You're on the sidewalk. You make contact. I was in Seattle, and I was like, I looked over, and I thought the person looked right at me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk.
You're going to proceed.
And so I started walking, and they hit the gas, and I had to jump onto their, the same thing that happened with the old lady and me. So she was looking one way. And just thought, oh, traffic's clear and go. But she didn't see me. She didn't look.
I'm always worried about that when I'm walking through parking lots.
Parking lots are scary. I was walking through a crosswalk once, and me and my buddy were walking across the street, and these people weren't paying attention, and they kept going. They had to hit their front end of their car.
Actually, I was hit once, but just gently. It didn't hurt me or anything, but people weren't looking and backed right into me coming out of a Costco.
Jesus.
Oh,
and yeah. I smacked their window with my hand. I was like, "Hey, there's a human here."
Lawyer.
If you have a car like mine, if you've got an old school Jeep or an old school car, doesn't have the rear view. Anytime I'm at the grocery store, I can't see anything behind me. I have to make enough noise with my car to hope that everyone is like, "Okay, this guy's backing up."
When I'm in the Wrangler, I tend to. You're so high up, you can kind of see better.
All I see is my tire. I can just see my tire.
Yeah, yours is raised.
And then, I have an idea that no one's there. You know, it seems like no one would be there.
They can just pop out of nowhere.
But I'm You know,
I'm always trying to back out, and I look, and it seems like, you know how like in zombie movies, they look across the field, and there's like 100 zombies?
Yeah.
That's always what it's like in a parking lot for me.
Every when time you're going to leave.
When I'm backing up, I'm like, where is it?
Yeah, they are.
People just letting their kids run.
Oh, yeah, you have to be so careful.
I just park far away.
But here, you just like, you back up in like 1 second.
Here, a couple of times, I've been like,
you're flushing. I almost just killed one of our coworkers.
Oh, my God.
No one leaves faster.
I do. I get out.
A couple of times, I was like, you're generally like a more cautious driver, but not when he's leaving.
When
you're leaving a place.
When he's leaving here.
When I'm leaving here. Yeah, when I'm leaving here, I just pedal to the metal, all the way to the right. Don't look back. Uh-oh.
Yep.
That was a coworker.
So we have some people calling us who have hit people. Hi, Anonymous. How are you? Anonymous?
I'm doing good. That's me.
Yeah,
hello?
Yes, hi. Did you hit someone?
Yes, I did. I hit a 12-year-old boy. Scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
I was driving down the street. There was two guys in front of me. I saw in the distance. One was on the sidewalk. One was in the middle of the street shaking his ass going, nah, 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 nah. Kind of silly, isn't it? Well, anyway, I tried to go around the kid at about 10, 12 miles an hour. Wouldn't you know it, he walked right in the path of my car. Oh. I slammed him. Boom! He hit the hood of my car, went flying. My heart was pounding. I was on my way to pick up my 9-year-old son. I was all nervous. I called out. Somebody called the police. Police came. Ambulance came. I was horrified. The kid that was on the sidewalk had the same exact story I had. I was told to go on my way. Now, for the last 20 years, I've been horrified if this kid's ever going to come back.
Yeah, you got to stick with you, right?
You're worried about that.
I got to be honest with you. I never forgot when you hit me. I never, ever forgot it. I've been pretty pissed off about it, to be totally frank.
Those kids were being terrible, too. The one was like, damn, man, 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 man. You did this stupid fat guy in the car.
Oh, he's coming.
Yeah, I got it, dude.
He's coming.
Yeah, that's scary, man. Watch out. Keep your eyes open. Never let that guard down.
If I ever see kids up in a crosswalk, I'm just going to reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back it up. So believe it or not, John, who listens to the show, has been hit by a car 3 times in his lifetime.
John,
what are you doing? What's happening?
Well, 2 o'clock in the morning, I went across the street in order to go to a CVS. And on my way back, I stopped at the light. I was on my bike at the time. It said I could walk. And as soon as I started going across, this car's speeding about 47 to maybe 50 miles an hour, trying to make a quick turn. Ends up not realizing that I was going across and smacking right into me. I skid about 15 feet across the road through my back. And weirdly enough, I only came out with scrapes. My entire shirt was torn to shreds.
Oh,
but
sure.
So it's 2 fine. In the morning. You were trying to go to CVS?
With condoms?
What were you getting there? Condoms, food, munchies.
I was just getting a drink.
Not exciting. And the other 2 times you escaped unscathed as well?
No, one time
I thought you were unbreakable.
Mostly unscathed.
Okay.
Mostly unscathed. I came out with a large gash on one of my arms at one time, and that I was just hit going down the street. Dude was going, ran through a stop sign and hit me.
Oh, jeez.
Dude.
Yeah.
John, look both ways,
You gotta stop going out, bro.
You got to be more cautious.
Be careful, John. Be careful, for God's sake.
Well, good thing the last time that it happened, I was 16, so.
Yeah.
And I'm 30 now.
So it's been a while.
Yeah,
good
that's
to
good.
Hear, dude. Good to hear. Thanks
Stay
for
inside.
Calling in.
John, the human deer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It always happens at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't expect
somebody
to be out.
Hammered, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave also got hit. How did you get hit, Dave?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Penis and balls.
Penis.
So, my dad said to go over to my grandma's house, so I jumped on my bike. I had to go through an intersection. As I'm going through the intersection, I get smoked on my bike, do a flip midair, land flat on my back. And then I look back, see the car getting ready to take off. I'm like, oh, damn, here we go. And then it pulls over, and a lady in uniform steps out of the passenger seat. So I'm sitting there, you know, like, what the heck's going on? And it was the lady that tests you when you go to get your driver's license.
So someone taking their driver's test hit you?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God. That's a fail.
That's a fail.
You hit a human.
Yeah, hit the books, kid. Come back.
Yeah, six more weeks.
Jesus, you broke a man's ribs today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's no... That's the worst driver's test you could ever have.
Al Beck got hit by a car.
Well, of course.
Alan.
Al, how did that happen?
My story isn't nearly as interesting as some of these other people, but no, I was trying to help a neighbor kid get his car unstuck from the snow, me and my old roommate, and we're like shoving the thing or whatever, and as we're stepping aside, we're like, all right, man, it should be unstuck. Go ahead, give it a try. And as I'm walking, like stepping aside from the car, I just put it in reverse and gunned it.
Oh.
It just hit me.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
And, you know, like, not hard enough that it even knocked me down, but it took me a few steps back. And then he just sticks his head out the window and goes, my bad. Like, you little bastard, I'm going to kill you. Yes, you're bad? Are you kidding me?
My bad. Didn't mean to hit
Al's
you, man.
Al's always helping, man. He helps.
Yes,
a lot.
He is.
I bet every time you've been injured, it was helping somebody.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It ends now.
Yeah. Helpers can get hit. Blake, you got hit. How did you get hit by a car?
Hey, ripcord.
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 Hey, so I was driving out of Detroit on 94. And I had gotten in an accident with another lady, and I slammed into the median on the freeway. So I got out of the car, and she was walking across the freeway to come exchange information with me.
Oh, my God.
So we were standing behind my F-150, and we look up, and some Buick smokes us going 65 miles an hour, standing behind my truck.
That's how you can't stand
this
there.
I didn't even have a chance. I had just gotten in the accident. So this old man admitted to me that he was legally blind and he shouldn't be driving and he didn't have insurance.
My God.
But Jesus. It was raining and he was afraid he was going to hit someone. So he started to pull off onto the shoulder and smoked us, flying through the air, bouncing off hoods.
Jesus. Nuts. You guys are lucky you're all right.
Well, was everybody all right?
So she was tiny. She was, you know, 5'4". I think she broke every bone in her leg below her knee.
My God.
And I blacked out when I flew through the air, and I woke up sitting with my legs crossed in the fast lane.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. That was the most terrifying experience.
My shoes flew off. One was under his car. Another one was 20 yards in front of my truck. And I was just walking around in glass trying to figure out what the hell just happened.
And you were otherwise okay?
Yeah, I had a hairline fracture in my knee and probably a concussion, but yeah. It's fine.
Just die hard.
You win. Unbelievable.
You win, dude, because you never should have got off that easy.
That's crazy.
Especially sitting in the fast lane.
Thanks, blind old man driving in the rain.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're insurance. Surrounded by blind old men.
Get some insurance if you're going to be a blind old man driving in the rain.
Oh, man. Put some sponge on your car.
Call you up to farmers or them state farms or whatever.
Yeah,
state farms.
Get in some hands. Get in some good hands.
Get in some good old hands.
Someone said, blind. I was hit on my electric scooter coming back from high school. A lady pulled out of the bank parking lot, slammed right into me, threw me and the scooter into oncoming traffic. I was trying to grab my scooter out of the road, and she pulled out of there, almost hitting me a second time.
Oh, my God. A bank, dude.
Well, a lot of times people hit people. They don't even know that they hit them. They're
my precious scooter!
They're so old.
No!
An old person will hit you and not even care.
They won't even know.
No.
They might know and not care, too.
Yep.
Shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, like the guy who hit my car, he didn't care.
Yeah. A few more quick calls. Jason, have you been hit by a car?
No, I hit a guy on a bicycle with my delivery truck about 20 years ago.
And the guy was okay?
Yeah, he was all right, but cops showed up and wrote him the ticket because he was going the wrong way against traffic.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah. See, that's what you got to do. Like, that's why if someone's on the wrong side, you can...
Well, you can't intentionally hit them, but you can...
Oh, oopsie daisy.
That's why I sneezed.
Stephanie,
cyclist.
Your best friend's mom hit you?
Hi, yes, my best friend's mom.
How did that happen?
So I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, riding my bike. They just lived right around the block from us, and I was riding my bike across the street on their block. And there was like a bushel of dead tree that was on the curb for pickup. And as I was crossing the street in between driveways, she was coming down the street and hit my back tire, sent me off my bike a couple feet, and she just got out of the car like, oh, whoops, I'm sorry. And I'm like I need to call my mom.
She just said, whoops, I'm sorry?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, she just kind of got out, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie. And I'm like, okay, like, I wasn't hurt or anything. I was fine. I mean, I was more or less just really scared, you know, like, yeah. I thought I had been run over more than I had been, but, you know, I mean, it's funny when your best friend's mom, she never did like me, but, you know, just me over to prove your point.
She never did like me.
Well, that makes it a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephanie.
Yeah, your bitch little friend.
Whoopsie. Sorry, Stephanie.
Probably
sorry about
whining
that.
About her broken bike.
Jeez.
And Mike, the last caller here, you got hit by someone you know. Mike?
What's that?
Who hit you?
My ex-girlfriend.
On purpose?
Yeah, I think so.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. We had an argument, and then she was trying to leave, and I was trying to keep her at the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wanted a little love, you know what I'm saying? And,
goodness. A little stay and play. Yeah.
I was trying to play Superman, trying to hold the car. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's dumb.
Well,
you
cars win. Cars will win.
Yeah. You were okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. But yeah, man, she punted me like a damn linebacker.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Punted him with her car.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Somebody the last one.
Cars always win against arms.
Yeah, they do.
Legs, arms.
Pretty much anything.
They're big machines.
Yeah.
Yep,
wait to see the dump truck stuff. It's going to blow you away.
That's what I did about 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And there was a girl there that she ran herself over. We know someone too.
It's hard to do, but
it can be done.
Can be done.
You can dream
it. We know it's possible.
Oh, wow. What? This is a scam. We used to work at a liquor store that was next to an underpass on a real busy road. One of the local drunks used to jump out and roll off of people's hoods. He knew exactly how to do it so he wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah.
When the people got out and were shaken up, he'd tell them he'd let it go for the price of a 40 or a couple of nips.
40.
He did this 4 or 5 times a day.
This is what's called a grifter, right?
Yeah, that was a scam, though, and they fell for it.
Frank Gallagher.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe one day he could do that in front of the right Hollywood director and change his life forever.
Yeah. He's the perfect stuntman.
He's a stuntman.
You're the most amazing stuntman I've ever seen. You're unscathed, and I just hit you going about 40.
I love the videos where people do this, and it's so clearly fake.
Oh, totally.
The person has a dash cam.
Yes. Russia, it happens.
Russia.
All the time.
Yep.
He's like, oh, you hit me, I'm going too.
I have camera, the big dummy.
No.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.